following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. I guess that is my new thing now. I don't know, whatever. Hey, it works. It's all true. It's all entirely true. As we begin to transition this program from what this is now to what it will be, time. It just takes time. All things happen in due time. I noticed in the podcast world, everything moves a little slower. It is. I mean, because there's no clock to it. It's a strange world. Having been in the broadcast business pretty much my entire life, you learn early on that the clock is what drives the bus. It's everything, you know. It's down to the second. It's you have to do this at a certain time. When Radio Memphis came around, we even to a certain extent, we ride the clock fairly heavily on certain things, but we do give ourselves a lot of leeway, a lot of latitude. That's really a good thing. We don't really ever want to, be in a position where we're all the way up against the clock on every turn of the moment, which is good. That flexibility is handy. And then in this world, in the world of on-demand audio, there's no clock. There are things that happen within the program that are roughly at certain times of the show, We'll get into there'll be the tease thing after I'm done with this part, and then there's the setup of the song, and then the end of it. We try and target somewhere around a half an hour or so, which will all change when we make that change. But yeah, I mean, it's a different world. It's something that I'm still trying to get used to. I know that seems kind of strange, but in all the years that I've been doing this, there are certain factors, certain things that take place that allow you to think of these things differently. By when this show was being recorded last night, for example, I was actually let out in public. I say that like it's a bad thing, but it wasn't. It was actually a very good thing. I went to a CD release. In fact, Jeff Janovitz, who's a co-worker of mine at Radio Memphis, he does the Booze and Blues show with me. He and I were asked to MC a CD release party for our friend Eric Hughes. We'll get some music on this program from him very soon. And those shows are always a great time. They really are. And we don't really get out and do that many of them. When we're asked, yes, we'd like to, but we don't get asked that much. It's not that big a deal.
Well, you guys suck.
No. And it's fun because we were at a place called The Warehouse, which is this brilliant place. It's a lovely backstage area. There's a nice place for the entertainment types to hang out, away from the madness, so you can, not get caught up in it. And I got to, spent a few moments in on stage and off stage in the back, and then went out into the main room, which is where the audience was. And, of course, you run into people. And they want to talk to you, which is great. I don't mind that at all. And it's nice chatting with people. And there are those folks that will come up to you, and they'll begin to chat with you, and they'll say things like, "Hey, it's good to see you again. Do you remember me? And it's like, "Yeah, I do," which I don't. And you try your best, because I deal with a lot of people on a routine basis, and I don't get out as often as I should, but there it is. And one of the things that occurred to me when I was out, talking to folks, some old friends, some people I did know, and I the band was playing and they were having a great time. There was a jam session was going on. Friends of mine that are musicians and all that fun stuff. And it occurred to me about the adage about musicians here in Memphis. Memphis is the birthplace of rock and roll. It's the home of the blues. It's all right here. This is a major music city, and a lot of I don't have to tell you. I mean, there's a lot of big stuff that has come from here. And when you go to these types of shows and you're listening to these bands, which are just remarkable musicians, just very, very talented musicians, and they do some really, really cool stuff. And the crowds are just kind of lackluster. It's a strange thing. And I got to thinking about it, you know, and of course I kept my thoughts to myself until now, that the support for the artists tend to run a little tepid in these areas. And the reason for that is, I think, is pretty basic. Most people in Memphis are just taking it, you know, they take it for granted that these artists are here, that they're playing, that they're doing these things. And it's like, oh, well, I'll catch them later. Yeah, I've seen them. They're all right. You know, it's that kind of thing. But when these artists leave here, and not permanently, when they go out on the road, when they tour, which they do a lot of, and they play in areas just even just slightly outside this town, they fill venues. I've known plenty of musicians that have gone on to Europe for, you know, a week or 10 days, and they have no trouble filling venues. And it's that way, whether even if it's here in the States, they play Nashville. The Memphis bands do really well in Nashville. People love them there. And there's just, I guess there's something to be said for that. It's all part of the, I don't know, part of the mystique of it, you know, there's a certain mystique about Memphis music and how strong it is and how vibrant it is and how important it is. And that's all well and good. And I'm finding out too, and this show is a prime example of that, even though we're spreading the music across, we do play some here, as you know, that the fans of this program are not just here in the Memphis area. And it was interesting, you know. I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong. It's just the Memphis thing. There's a certain style of body language that you'll encounter here. And it's the guy in the back of the room with his hands crossed, or his arms crossed, and just, you know, across his chest, as he is, looking about. And he may look completely disinterested, but he's not. That's not just, you know, music people in general. It's just that in this town, that's kind of how this works. And it's silly. I know. It's crazy silly. But it's still, nonetheless, it's amusing. And that's what you get. For like this show last night, everybody was having a great time. You know, they're cheering and clapping and having a ball. Anytime anybody starts talking on stage, it's a complete tune out. It's strange because people are like, shut up, just get back to the music. Get that hump off the stage. You know, me and Jeff were up there, we're, you know, yucking it up, trying to deliver some bits of comedy, but from information point, and you can tell it's not so much. But I have learned, back to this show here, back to the From Radioland show, that we have such a large number of listeners from all over the country and outside the country too, that is quite remarkable. It's really remarkable. This show is rather popular in Northern California, which, you know, thank you so much. You kids in San Francisco are real nice, and I've mentioned this to some people that we work with, and because they ask about the show, hey, is everything on Radioland? It's going well, you know. And they say, well, you know, where's your? I guess you have a large audience here in Memphis. And I go, kind of, but not really, you know. And it's just from people who knew me from having worked at another place, and now they have followed me over to Radio Memphis. Which, by the way, Rock 103 is dead. Somebody done put a bullet in it, finally. It's now known as Rock 102.7, I think. I don't know what they're calling it now. But it's, you know, and their morning show is Brooker. Hooker and Brooke. Some pre-taped canned ham shit they got out of South Carolina. Any rate, those days are gone. And the people that knew me when I used to work over there have now followed me, which is all well and good. And, you know, some of those folks are like, well, you know, I love this. I don't do the internet on my phone. I don't have the internet on my phone. We can't do the internet thing. Internet's too complicated on my phone. And I'll say, what do you have on your phone? Well, I got my Facebook. Well, that is the internet there, sir. you know, there's just still mass confusion in these parts. But as I've mentioned, back to the thing about like Northern California and other places, when I've mentioned that the show has its listeners out there, has its fans out there, I always get the inevitable thing: hey, Rick, you need to get on the road and go out there, go pay them a visit. They would probably dig it, and you know. Take a band or find a local band there and do an interview perhaps with maybe one of their local celebs or something like that and put on a show. You'd sell some tickets and probably do fairly well with it. And I've thought about it, and we've considered doing that at some point in time because I wanted to test run it here in Memphis. But the problem with that is if I put up a show somewhere here in town, nobody will go to it. Because it's like I don't care what band I have with me. It has nothing to do with that. It's just people here are very funny about live entertainment. I don't know if funny is even the right word for it. But we work these venues, we work these places, we put on these shows, and you know the crowds are like yeah it's nice, and that's why they're polite. Yeah, they're nice. This is a good show. Too bad there wasn't any more people in there. and you're left feeling like, oh God, nobody cares. No, I'm peaked. I'm done. You know, you go home and you're in the shower trying to wash that stink off of you, and you're just, oh, nobody cares. And it's not the case, because all I have to do is look at the numbers for this thing, and I see that there's a lot of people outside of Memphis that really give a damn, and that's an important thing to remember. I've heard from many musicians too that have learned that lesson. Sometimes I guess sort of the hard way, where they will say things like, you know, if you want to realize what kind of an impact you're making in this industry, go outside of it. Go outside the market that you're in. That's why bands like Lucero do so well. They're based here in Memphis. They only play here a couple of times a year. The rest of the time, they're out on the road. They're a working band. That's their full time gig. And they make records here in Memphis, but they go out on the road and they tour and they sell out shows. And because it's like, hey, it's Lucero. They're from Memphis. You got to dig them. That's how that works. So when it comes down to thinking along the lines of, say, this show, and you take it out on the road and you do some things, we probably would do fairly well with it. It's certainly something to consider. Mind you, there's a lot there to consider. That's just it. You have to pay close attention to how things are going to be, you know, maintained and kept up, and how you do the road. So, you know, you got your gear, you got to schlep with us, you know, some staff. I got to have a couple of people to help with things, because, you know, we can't do it all I couldn't do it all. So I have to bring a couple of people with me, maybe at least one or two. And then and you got to book the room. So you're going to have to be a booker involved in all of this. Ticket sales, that all has to be held. That has to be hit. And then there's travel and accommodation and food and all that stuff. And then you got to weigh all of that. You got to weigh all of the expenses of putting on the show against what your potential income could be, assuming the show should sell. Naturally, you would float the idea in your own hometown, because the expenses are far, far less. There's no travel. There's no accommodation. You don't really have to worry about, you know, all of that stuff. And you find you a place here in town. They typically will just give you a room to work, you know, for a few hours. Some places are pay to play, which are ridiculous. But there's usually here, take a Wednesday night, you've got it, or whatever the case is. And then you go and you do the show, and then you're not selling any tickets, and it's easily to be disgruntled by that, because you're in Memphis. And you're from here, and you're doing a show here, and it's almost as if nobody cares. That's the feeling that you would get, but the reality of it is really is not that at all. The reality is that people in this town don't necessarily support their own artist or their own talent here, because it's not vindictive by any means. Some people will say that it is, but it's not. There's nothing vindictive about it. I think what it boils down to is that there are those who feel that they've taken it for granted. that I can catch this band at any time. I can catch this show at any time. Why do I want to do this tonight? And because of that, there's another little phenomena that occurs here in this town, which is really quite amusing, is that when people will sit there on a Friday or Saturday and go, God, there's nothing to do here. It's Memphis. We should be doing something. What is there to do? There's nothing to do. Let's stay at home. Ah, I want to watch TV. That's what you get. Instead of, oh, we could go down to Beale. We don't want to deal with that. We go to Overton Square. Don't want to deal with that. There's too many people. I want to go to Cooper Young. It's too many hipsters and weirdos. I don't want to deal with that. You know, all the rest are cover bands that are playing somewhere else, you know, at a burger joint. And so you immediately shoot yourself out of the saddle because you're just like, well, there's nothing to do here in this town. It blows. And that's not the case at all. So you have to look around and you have to go out and you find and do stuff. And then and so there's this malaise that sets in here in this town, and it's silly. There's just nothing to do. Sure there are. There are places to go to discover new talent. And that's what you do. You go out and you find, hey, we went to such and such place. They had this band. They were really good. They rocked. They were from Midtown. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then people start developing a little bit of buzz. And next thing you know, you're out having fun. And that's when you realize that the people around you think exactly the same way as you. And you're going to sit there and go, well, there's nothing going on here. Instead of discovering new stuff, you're all just not going to give a shit. But meanwhile, these artists, they will find a way to get out onto the road. They saved up a couple of bucks, and they're going to go out on the road for about 4 or 5 days. And they're going to play, you know, kind of in the Mid-South, Midwest. You know, they're going to run up and do a quick show up in Indianapolis. They come home, or they go out to St. Louis or wherever. And they find that they're selling out venues left and right. It happens. It happens all the time. And they're making some money. They're selling merchandise. They're selling tickets. They're doing, that's what is going on, because it's like, hey, you guys are from Memphis. And then there's a flip side to this thing you have to remember as well. The flip side to this is also kind of odd. It's when people in Memphis people from outside of Memphis come to Memphis. They are flabbergasted by how much talent there is. Man, it's like a kid in a candy store. You can't swing a dead cat by the tail without hitting a musician. And they're just, wow, this is awesome. And they go to these shows and they go, where the hell is everybody? What the hell have y'all done? What's going on? It's a valid question. It's a valid point. So what it is that what's going on here? And it points back to the general population not giving a shit. And that's the sad part. It really is, because for a young musician that doesn't understand that, or any entertainer, whether it's a comedian or somebody like myself or a musician, that it's so easy to be metaphorically kicked in the nuts over this thing because you feel like nobody really cares. Well, that's not true. Nobody cares in Memphis. nobody cares until you're not there. That's what will happen. You know, some great guitar player that everybody has known lives here in town and just play these clubs and you know, barely fill up half the room, you know, every Friday and Saturday night. And he's just a great guy and everybody likes him. And he gets hit by a bus and he's dead. And then everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, he was so awesome. We loved him. But you're lying to yourselves, because you just didn't go. And you went. You may have seen him maybe once in the 10, 15 years he'd been working. But it's just that's what it goes back to, is that malaise, that ennui that comes into this. And it's ridiculous. It's kind of sad. I get it. I understand it. I don't have to like it. And I know, and here's the thing. Those of you here in Memphis that are listening to this, understand this. That's the worst part about it. You know it. Oh, yeah, Rick's got a point. He's absolutely correct about these things, because, you know, we do suck as an audience. Uh-huh. And when you do want to go out and you find out, oh, there's a cover charge? What? Oh, my God, it's a $5 cover charge? Hey, man, can you get me in for free? It's $5. Pay the fucking cover. It's just like that. It's $5. $5 cover. It's ridiculous. Should be more than that, quite frankly. But, you know, you can't get them to pay that as it is. The best way to get a bunch of people together at a show is A, make it free and give out free beer and tamales. And you'll pack a venue every stinking time. Well, you'll get a lot of journalists in there, because that's reporter food. That's exactly how that works. And there's gimmicks and there's tricks and everybody tries them all. And then they're flabbergasted when they find out that, well, nobody came to the show. It was only $5, or it was only free. It didn't cost anything. We put on the show for nothing and nobody came because they hate us. It's not true. It's not true. Nobody hates you. They just don't give a shit. And that's the Memphis thing. They just don't give a shit. Bands from Nashville will come to Memphis quite frequently, and they do very well. Memphis bands go to Nashville. They do very, very well. It happens all the time. You know, for any entertainer to set foot in a small town that knows of them, you know, they go crazy. They eat it up. Oh, my God, y'all are from Memphis. Y'all are from the big city. Hey, you guys play the rock and the roll. Bought all your records. That's what they do. They go nuts. And then when they come to Memphis, it's like, man, how do y'all deal with this? How do you not shoot yourself in the face? Because this is just awful. These fans don't care. That's why Beale Street exists the way that it does. It's Disneyland for adults, mind you, without the rides. Well, it depends on how many Walk Me Down Sweet Jesus cocktails you have. But still, it's sort of like Disneyland. There's a lot of light. There's a lot of color, a lot of sound, a lot of people. And when you go down there and you realize what the hell's going on, they're all tourists. That's why a lot of musicians like to play down there, because they're all tourists. I was working a show down there on Beale Street there a couple of weeks ago. And one of the guys that's in there playing, I know him, he knows me. Hey, we shake hands, he's playing the set, he's having a grand old time. And I'm off of the different part of the room, and I could hear him, you know, as they do, they work the crowd and go, hey, where are you from? You know, and they're like, hey, we're from Austria. And you hear that, you know, we're from Australia, we're from, you know, New Zealand, we're from South Africa, we're from Pittsburgh. You hear that a lot. There was one guy that said, oh no, we're from Memphis. And it was like, what? What's a Memphian doing down here on Beale Street? Well, they're actually decent people. They're out looking for a good time, and they found one. Lo and behold, they became tourists in their own city, and they were from Memphis, and they had a ball. So, you know, good for them. I'm glad they did do that, and I recommend that. Be a tourist in your own city for one thing. But, you know, don't be so surprised when you come to Memphis and find out people here just don't seem to give a shit. It's not necessarily the case. They do. Memphians do care. Don't get me wrong. They do give a shit. It's just that they refuse to show it.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
And this is what they think is going on. They think that this is the future of radio. We don't need people. We don't need personalities. Because the personality is great. So now they've fired them. They got rid of them. They're done. They've gotten the legal authority now where they don't even have to have a station in your city anymore. Sure, the tower will be there, and it's just piping in a feed that's off the transmitter. They're just piping in a feed off of a computer somewhere that's connected to the transmitter, and the transmitter is connected to an antenna, and the antenna is beaming the magical, you know, radio particles all the way to wherever it is that your device, one of those antiquated things called a radio, is able to listen to it and pull it out and transcribe it so as you're driving along, you've got joy to your ears. Which is really sort of amusing, because I don't know of anybody that's even listening to this crap anymore.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
All right, guys, let's get into some music. I know, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey. Forget that there's ladies in the room. There's guys here. Hey, guys. Everybody's a guy. Don't be that guy. You're a guy.
It's time for music. As we do each and every episode of this show from Radioland, we play some music. We take a moment, we feature a band. We play a song from them. We're not really having much of a discussion about them, but we've got some new music from this band called Jupiter Stone. Jupiter Stone's really cool. You can find them on Facebook by searching Jupiter Stone. Jupiter.stone.1, or just the number one. Jupiter Stone 1. And you can find them, and they're you can find their number to book them and all that fun stuff. But they've got some they're kind of a groovy little outfit. They've got some really cool some really cool stuff. They play around town quite a bit. Not that anybody seems to give a shit so much about all that. But they do play mostly out of Jackson. They're out of the Jackson, Tennessee area. It's halfway roughly between here and the Nash Vegas. And they've got some new music out that is right now. And a new record is called School Nights. Yes, and the song we are going to play for you this time out is a really cool song. I've actually, the more I listen to them, I really like it. It's called She Gave Me Ghosts. Here it is, kids. Jupiter Stone from Radioland. Stone from Radioland. She gave me goats. Ghosts. She gave me goats. sorry, fellas. I just changed your song. So now I'll never get that out of my head. She gave me goats. Sorry, just changed the whole lyrics. Why don't you? There you go. Sorry. It's Jupiter Stone there from Radioland. She gave me ghosts. It is from their new record, School Nights, and it's available for your listening pleasure. Find them on the Facebook. There's I'm sure they have a website. Let me get to it here real quick. Yep, they do. It's jupiterstone.net. That's where you may find them. They've got some cool stuff. So it's the Schoolhouse Sessions is where it's all at. But yeah, they're kind of groovy, man. They got some t-shirts and stuff like that coming too. So Jupiter Stone is the name of the band. Go find them, buy their music, go see them perform and enjoy them because you know, we brought it to you. it's all our fault. So there it is. All right, kids, you've heard what's coming up next time on the program. Until then, I got to go. I got places to get into, things to deal with, people to, I don't know how I'm going to handle all this. It's another night on the gig, and I got to go hit to it. So you guys take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for the love of God, stop shooting each other, would you? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.